Good morning. Our scripture text is taken from the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, Romans chapter 13, in verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. So here we have a fitting New Year's text, and I think verse 13 is certainly fitting for New Year's Eve day. Jesus puts the same idea another way, saying, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. And Paul exhorts us to press forward, not looking back. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. So in light of our text and subtexts, we will make applications along these lines. First, the night is far spent. In a few short hours, 2023 will be in the rearview mirror, along with every year of our lives prior to that. But the day is at hand. For also in a few short hours, 2024 will arrive, and we will all have the opportunity to make a fresh start. The night is far spent. We spent enough of our lives pursuing sin and following its patterns. We have lingered long enough in it and experienced sin's misery. Though it may seem harmless, we have learned that at the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Is this not true of alcohol, drugs, sex, and gambling addictions? Is this not true of our pride and our self-will? Is this not true of what happens when we have one foot in the Lord and one foot in the world? Is there a longing or a compulsion to return to the sin which so easily ensnares you? Remember Lot's wife, who looked back to Sodom with longing, recalling her former life where sin ran rampant and was approved. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. If the Lord himself should descend with the shout today and call you up, would you hesitate to leave this place of sin, knowing that to be in the presence of your holy God is far better? Or would there be any who'd be called, would be going up, looking backwards, looking down? I should hope not. Why then do you not seek to escape sin's bondage just as urgently today? Though Christ may tarry, yet a little more. One of our subtexts this morning urges us to be forgetting those things which are behind. We talked about this Friday night in our prayer meeting. Talked about forgiving, but going beyond the act of forgiving, but to forget, and exactly what that means. Now, the sense in which we should forget is not to dwell too much on the past, not to be held captive by bitterness and over wrongs that were done to you. For to do so will prevent your forward spiritual progress. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. Now, some will tell you that this manner of anxiety is a disease, but the Bible clearly presents it as sin. And the Bible not only presents the sin, but it also presents the remedy. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And then David continues, I have been young, and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore, for the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. God has released you from sin's power by the death and the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. In this day, it is high time that you release yourself from the same. Part of releasing yourself is accepting God's forgiveness. And if God has forgiven you as he has promised, are you greater than God to nullify his mercy? Notwithstanding, our sins have consequences that we must accept. David, having been caught in adultery by the Lord, said this, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. He would not forget his sin and its consequences, but he would not remain in bondage to either all of his days. David was forgiven. The consequences would stay with him, and he would remember, and he would not repeat it. As it is written, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So some have stayed in bondage to the past because of the sins of others. Some are still in bondage to their own past. And some have moved beyond both of these, accepting the forgiveness and freedom which Christ has promised. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. But there is one more thing that has held some of you back. Laziness, slothfulness regarding spiritual disciplines. I have heard every excuse in the book why folks will not become spiritual disciples. The Bible says that the lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Now, I enjoy a hockey game now and then, but I don't have much time for that. I enjoy watching the news and staying up to date, following politics and current events, but I don't have much time for that either. Now, I don't enjoy social media or online gaming, so I have zero time for that, but if I did, I would have just about as much time as I have for the things of the world that I may find enjoyable. So my point is, if in 2023 you spent lots of time on the things of the world and too little time in prayer, Bible reading, and Christian service, it is time for a priority check. Because the night is far spent and the day is at hand. The day is at hand. 2024 is upon you. And therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We run it with endurance because it is a marathon and not a sprint. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape, who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. In other words, if you will not hear and heed the preacher, then hear and heed God Almighty, who has given you perfect words, pure words, each and every one of them, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he is promising, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. I love that. We are in the process of receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Yet once more, our God is the God of second chances. We've had 2020, and for all of the things that went around that, that was a great year of revival right here at Firm Foundation. We're just now kind of like getting near our average attendance of 2020. And then we had 2021 and 2022 and 2023 and in 2024, yet once more, God calls us to spiritual revival. And there will be no spiritual revival, and we ought to expect none if we will not have it ourselves. Receive the grace of God while it is still day, for the night is coming when no one can work. The day is at hand. What will you do? Will you cease to fret about the past? Will you let that grudge go once for all? Will you freely forgive, knowing that your refusal to forgive others is hindering your prayers and impeding your relationship and communion with Almighty God? Will you forsake your sinful anxiety and call it what it is? The sin of the lack of trust in your God. And will you move forward, finally? Will you pray daily? Will you read your Bible daily? Will you commit to regular church attendance? And will you serve others in 2024? This, friends, is a required minimum, not a suggested ceiling. Show me a man who does not have time for these, and I will show you a man who wastes his time. Do not promise me if you will make a resolution now. It's out of my hands. Men make resolutions, and I don't know what the statistics are, but it's probably something like 20 or 30% keep them. And of that 20 or 30%, 19 or 29% are lying. So promise God your Savior if you dare. He'll hold you accountable if you would play a game with Him. For the Scripture says this: when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for He has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not to pay. So the first thing I want to say with that is, if you made a vow to God and you have delayed to pay it, and you're still walking around and breathing, delay no longer, because the Lord has had some grace with you. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, nor say before the messenger of God that it was an error. Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there is also vanity, but fear God. Now, in our bulletin, I have printed for you a list of suggestions and a roadmap. And the first suggestions are what I would consider the required minimum, that according to Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it's what everyone who had joined themselves to the people of God had committed to do. And the second level consists of suggested spiritual initiatives. If you wish not to remain on milk, and you wish to mature in your Christian life, choose from that list, and you will do well. We've also made available to you, as is our custom, some Bible reading schedules to read through the Scriptures in 2024. There's a few of those on the table. And I like to do the read straight through the Bible. If you've already read through the New Testament at least once, I'd recommend that you move forward. And as you go forward, do not lose heart. And recall that if you make a vow to God to do it, that you must keep it. And so, I'm going to leave each of these things to each and every one of you. For we recall that our Scripture says that the night is far spent, but the day is at hand. We look back upon 2023, and our sin is set before us that we repeat it not in 2024. And let's build on any spiritual momentum that we have begun to gain moving through 2023 as we move forward to a fresh start, to a new year with our God, the God of second chances. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your truth. We thank you that you have given us plenty of guidance in your word. We thank you that you have given us many commandments to obey, that we might order our steps aright, as the good and godly man is wont to do, as your servant David has written. Lord, if there is anything that has held us back, any sin, be it of bitterness, pride, self-will, or slothfulness, may we leave that behind. In 2023, and in the ash heap of our own personal history, that we might set those things which are spiritually profitable for us before us as we move forward into 2024. May each one of us here join me in praying, Lord. We ask that you bring about a spiritual revival. And may that revival begin with me and in my family and in those near to me and in this church and in all the churches that faithfully preach and teach your word. Lord, if there are any who need to be awakened by your Spirit this morning, we ask that you do that now, to be awakened into salvation, to believe, that we're all sinners in need of a Savior, and that this Jesus whom we worship died for our sins and rose from the dead. And Lord, if there are any who need to come back, let it be so. Lord, draw every man, woman, or child this morning who is of this volition. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.